Hello, and welcome to the Mary Spicer Show. This is Mary Spicer. So happy to have you here with me this hour. We have a really special show planned. This is the first installment of our super fun and super whatever it's going to be creative installment with Lacey Jackson. When we initially conceptualized this idea, we thought it might be fun just to create a metaphysical sound booth that's going to travel through time, much the same as Bill and Ted did way back in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures. Lacey and I have already experimented with this idea and already had a lot of fun flying around the cosmos, meeting some interesting people. Well, I should say spirits. We already have had a couple spirits come in and really want to be on this show. We really want this to be a creative, playful space. Eventually, one day, we might even take questions from audience members who might want to talk to the spirits as well. Really, truly, the basis for this show is fun. Fun, play, and creativity. My name is Mary Spicer, and you're listening to me at 12 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. You can find me at 12 Listen almost every day. I truly love the work I do here. I find it so exciting to be an advisor. You can also join me at my website at maryspicer.com, or you can find me at Facebook at facebook.com/maryspicersoulalchemy. That's Mary Spicer Soul Alchemy. Or just search my name, Mary Spicer, and feel free to join. So strap your seatbelts on and get ready to do a little cosmic time travel. I'd like to welcome my fellow co-creator, Lacey Jackson, a 12 Listen advisor. Aloha, Lacey, and welcome to our first time travel. Are you excited?
I am. I'm very excited, Mary. Thanks for having me on your show.
Today, we actually didn't decide on a we would be working with, which I really like because we're just going to go straight into the energy that's here. Mm-hmm. We've already set up our multi-dimensional sound booth, recording booth in another dimension. We've already practiced this with our friend Einstein, who we'll be bringing on later in another show. But right now, we just have this beautiful sound studio set up, a multi-dimensional sound studio set up. And Lacey, who do you think's going to join?
Well, I think that as we are talking, Archangel Michael is definitely here with us. I keep seeing purple sparkles every time, you know, like when I'm like looking at different areas of my house where the sun is coming in. So yes, Archangel Michael is definitely here with us today.
Yes, and he just popped in and really wants to get into that booth. So let's just invite him into our recording booth and let's ask him our own personal questions and see what he wants to share with us about the human experience.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, Michael, go get in that booth over there. We've been waiting for you. We're so excited that you're our first guest. Welcome.
Yes. Wow. You are really shining up the booth and multicolors. You know, I'm really picking up from him today that he not only is coming through to people with the blues and purple sparklies, but a lot of rainbow energy is coming through, or that prism energy that comes through like crystals and stuff is really showing through in that booth today.
Well, it's so amazing that you say that, Lacey, because normally when I sense Archangel Michael, I usually see him more, you know, defined as kind of an angelic looking presence. But today he's literally like radiating mm-hmm. like white light with all those other colors that you said, that purple and blue. And then it's literally like this giant ball of light. I have never seen him so magnificent and so bright, but it's just huge. It's like this beaming light mm-hmm. in that booth. Don't you see that?
I do. And I'm getting I'm feeling a lot of excitement and enthusiasm. And this morning when I woke up, with such a sense of excitement that something really fabulous was going to happen or is going to happen. And I'm being shown now that it was him standing like, you know, very present in my room, even though I wasn't really focused on, you know, angelic energy. That's the excitement that I was feeling. So it's really important for us to, when we are feeling excitement and enthusiasm and joy, to take notice that there are most likely our guides and angels around, and Archangel Michael is really wanting us to know that.
I actually deeply feel that he really wants us to know that, and I also really feel he's really excited and connected to this co-creative energy of play that we've created, mm-hmm. and he really says that it really suits his own personal resonance, and that he really has been looking for, as he calls them in a fun kind of laughing way, co-conspirators to play with here on Earth. And he really wanted to talk about the energy of play and how important it is to kind of get your hands dirty in the earth and get like a little mucky, it's like kind of this sensual energy of play that he kind of has radiating from that booth over there. And he really actually says that the streams of creativity really open up when we allow ourselves to remember the child and play like in the sandbox, play like we used to. And he actually really wanted to be the first guest here just to open up that energy here on this radio show to really kind of create a container of the words that he says are play, bliss, and he actually calls it divine play. Mm-hmm. And then he says music, and it's like almost like a low, deep resonance, kind of like a very grounded energy that it creates when you play creatively.
Yes.
Yes. And then he's really excited about our show is what I get.
Yeah, I do too. And as you were sharing that, he also showed me a vision of, a couple days ago, I have this Madrona tree mm-hmm. right in front of my window that I'm sitting at now. And there are like haphazard rocks around there, and I keep getting put the rocks in a circle and redo the whole thing so I can sit up against the tree every morning and just really go into that tree energy. And Archangel Michael is I go out there and I'm like, where do I start? Because I'm not a landscaper. I really don't do a lot with dirt, which now I'm getting the message. Yes, Lacey, get out there. And it doesn't matter if you don't know how to do it. Just get your hands dirty. And, you know, and that's like the whole thing in life. If we don't know how to do something, just get our hands dirty in it, you know, experiment with it. So guess what I'll be doing today? I will be finishing my little rock thing that I don't think I know what I'm doing, but I'm going to be guided.
Well, it's hysterical, Lacey, because when you were talking, I was seeing him like he had this like plan that was already kind of laid out in the sand. You know, yes. It was like, it was almost like a football, you know, when a coach gives a football plan to the team, it was kind of like, it was like that energy was already kind of laying into the earth. And then it was kind of like, but at the same time, he was like, you have a plan and you also don't need a plan. And he was just saying like, it's just about getting your hands dirty, because the plans on some level, the plan is already there. And it's just a deeper way of actually trusting nature, just allowing that nature has its own way and essence of creating with you. As you just literally go out in your field, you're already dynamically creating. And so it's like almost, you know, just letting the resonance of what is allow the structure that is, which creates the structure of reality. And so it's literally just getting out there and getting your hands dirty and trusting that the plan is already embedded in the earth, and nature is the one that kind of holds this, the rough structure of the plan. So it's just like to let it happen. Mm-hmm. And I really want to cracking up because I have these two beautiful gardenia plants that have been very symbolic to me through the last, all the multi-moving that I've done the last year and a half. And one of them resonates as a male plant, and the other one resonates as a female plant. And I have been hemming and hawing over planting these into the ground for the last month and a half. And it's just like this, and it really is representational of me planting my yin and my yang, getting a very good stable ground for both my yin and my yang. And the yang one I have grounded, the yin one I haven't put in the earth yet. So I think today is a really good day for me to plant as well, to get my hands dirty and just stick these beautiful gardenias that still are blossoming, these amazing spiritual plants, blossoming their radiance, just getting them in the ground, because I think it's about actually grounding myself as well.
Yes, creating that foundation. And I'm being shown that, in order for us to create a foundation in anything, whether it's, getting our, hands dirty in the dirt, or using that as a metaphor, getting our hands, into something that we're not familiar with, whether it be a new venture, an idea, a project, it's really important that we do take that effort to, even if we stand there going, okay, I don't know what to do, help, and shifting that energy as to, having that help. Having that information come to us that we can, even if it's a minute little thing that we do towards that bigger goal that we have set for ourselves, that project, whatever it may be in our lives, to get our hands dirty and be willing to risk.
Be willing to risk and make mistakes and get yourself dirty, look like a fool, fall on your face, tell a good joke, all those things that are just really about living and living in the perfection of the imperfection.
Exactly. And that is so true about be willing to make mistakes. Rome wasn't built in a day because they had, many different things that they had to do. So, our projects aren't going to be built in a day as well. It takes patience and
And really, really working for any creative venture, it's really, the foundation or the roots. When you dig the hole in the earth, it's like, what are you really creating? And a stable foundation, stable roots are going to create a stable project, a stable home, a stable relationship. So the foundation, as we've mentioned before, you and I just both recently moved to islands. Yeah, it's so bizarre. So we're both literally rooting ourselves on islands, and it's really what you're putting in your foundation, very consciously doing it. And that's probably why I haven't put my gardenias in the ground yet, because I think I've been on a larger life alchemy, establishing what's going to go into the foundation. So with any creative project, it's really good just to look at like what the roots are, what the stability is, and where that's going to birth from. And then I think once you move forward, it's just if it has a good stable foundation, you can take the ups and the downs and the mistakes and the things that fall on your face and all that, and just kind of get up, wipe off your shoulder and keep moving.
Well, Edison, I can't remember the exact number, but he failed over 1,000 times in inventing the light bulb, but he never gave up. He kept going back. So, the more we keep going and the more we have a positive attitude about, okay, I'm not quite sure how this is going to go. Well, I'm just going to do it the best I know how, with the information that I have at this moment. And every time he failed, I'm sure he came up with different information for the next time. So that's about us doing our projects and stuff. We always, with a fail, or if something doesn't work out, look at all that information that we have received that we will not do, and we'll do it a different way until we get it finished or right in what we want to do.
Or until it just works. One day you turn the light on, you have a light.
Exactly. The light bulb goes off.
Yeah, the light bulbs, the idea comes in. You know, it's so funny that you just chose that. And it's when you were speaking, I literally was all of a sudden Edison came in, and then Archangel Michael invited some more people. The booth
Yes.
just got bigger. Have you
I
been
know. I
noticing?
noticed that. And that's probably
The
why I brought up Edison, is because I saw Edison working on his inventions
Me
and
too.
putting them like to the side and going on to another it was the same invention, but another aspect of it. So he never, you know, he as if it's an assembling line that they're showing me with him, and he just went on to the next idea that had something to do with the same goal that he wa had envisioned in his mind.
To yes, exactly, to achieving the same goal. And that's where when you were speaking, Michael was actually expressing about the divine blueprint. And again, going back to this energy that lives within nature. And it's almost creating kind of from the void space or from the not knowing space. And when you were talking about how Edison would kind of just put a piece together over here and then be creating this other piece that felt separate to him on some level, but he also knew that he had to do it. And then going to a third aspect of this invention, but not really understanding maybe the whole how it was all going to fit together. So then going to this third aspect and literally creating that. And then as time went down, just somewhat to the way nature works in your own life, how you're actually out manifesting different pieces of your own pie or puzzle. And things may not always make sense to you, how it's all going to come together, but it's just trusting that deeper aspect of your gut. That deeper aspect of your creative self that's actually here to manifest and create beautiful things in and as a part of nature, as you are a part of nature. And so it's literally seeing that Edison had these, three different things that felt very different, but over time they all eventually merged into one and it just literally like sucked together magnetically. And it drew together this light bulb. I just saw it all suck into this light bulb. And so it was really interesting. Archangel Michael really wants us to understand that there's this stabilizing force within nature that actually helps us co-create the bigger, larger aspects of our lives and what we actually desire to create. And so he's really wanting, this essence of us to really just trust our own basic nature and trust that within you as a divine creator, within each and every one of you is a true divine creator. And Edison's.
Edison is showing me that there were days that he has one wire in one hand, one wire in the other hand, and it took him hours to just kind of play with these wires and not knowing what he was going to do with these wires. But what he wants to get across is that no time is wasted in our, we have the ability to let ego in, going, oh my gosh, I wasted so many hours just with these two wires in my hand, not really doing anything with it, when in all actuality, he was doing much with them, even if it didn't look like it on the physical. That the next day, when he would go to these wires, he did more because of him just holding the wires for hours at a time. It was as if he was almost meditating, and it was really important for him not to get caught up in the frustration of, okay, I need to do something with this. It was just being okay in the moment, and at the end of the day, patting ourselves, patting himself on the back when a job isn't as far along as we would like it to be, still patting ourselves on the back because of what we have done in regards to just if it is holding the wires and that's it. So that's, you know.
I definitely see that, and it's so funny. I love how we work back and forth, Lacey. It's really fun because
It is.
you see a vision and then I see a vision and then it just goes back and forth. So it was so funny when you were talking about those two wires, because the creative process is such a it, to me the creative process is actually spirit manifesting itself, your
Yes.
spirit manifesting itself here on Earth. And I often feel any creative process has to have this restorative, this actual void space. And it's this, it's the creative process. It's the space of not knowing. It's the space of not really knowing what the outcome is. And when I'm in that process, I actually know that something very deep is going on because I can feel it like on a multidimensional level. Mm-hmm. And I actually can feel that my spirit is on somehow coming into alignment with whatever it is I'm going to birth on this earth, you know, because that's right. What I look at creativity. Whatever we do, we're always birthing something here because yes. We're a physical manifestation of that. And so when we're in the void space, it is really an amazing part of the creative process is just the simple space of not knowing.
Oh, and it's, you know, when we let go of our ego and our thinking and having to control, it's so freeing and things manifest at such a quicker rate. It's amazing.
I agree. Sometimes I look at creativity and I really feel there's just so much about loving and healing and honoring the inner creative self. It's mm-hmm. just such a, it's a deep, deep gift, but it's also one of the human gifts that has had a great deal of negativity, self-doubt, self-worry, fear, lack of trust. So it's really such a great gift to have. And I actually think you and I are going to be talking to a lot of creative spirits.
I do too.
Yeah, because it just seems to be the creative process and what's coming in. I'm just going to put the booth on hold because I feel we need to get a little regrounded.
Yes.
So we're just going to gently just neutralize the booth. Mm-hmm. And just kind of let it move out just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Cool. It just went cosmic on us.
Yeah. Gosh, it did. It went pew. And I was like, wait a minute. We said just, you know, a little bit. And it went pew.
No, it actually went cosmic for a reason. I think we're going to go out to the cosmos next. We are totally like Phil and Ted's Most Excellent Adventure. We're totally traveling through the cosmos.
Yes.
No way, Lacey. We're traveling through time and space.
No way, Mary, in your dreams.
Anyways, I hope you're having as much fun.
I hope you're having as much fun as Lacey
please,
and I are.
Stick around. Please, you're going to stick around.
You're going to see where we're going next.
Who knows? It's always an adventure.
It's always
here
an adventure.
Here on 1-2 Radio.
Here on 1-2 Radio.
Changing the way you listen to the world.
Changing the way you listen
please
to the world.
Please come back after our break.
Please come back
we're gonna
after our break.
To the great
we're going to
travel
to the great beyond
and
cosmically.
And see who's out there, what's out there, and what information is waiting for us.
What information is waiting for
us. So stick around for the Mary Spicer Show here on 1-2 Radio.
Here on 1-2 Radio.
We look forward to having you join
Mary and
Lacey's
most excellent adventure.
Welcome back to the Mary Spicer Show here on 1-2 Radio.
That was so surreal. The booth literally went from being much more perceived as close to us, and it literally just kind of flew out into the right out into the cosmos, like moving time and space, right?
Yes, and you know what's interesting about that is when you were asking for that to happen, the sound kind of went funky on the thing, and then as soon as it was out there or is out there in the cosmos, the sound got better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you and I are going to have another new mystery guest here, it feels like, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I have no idea.
Well, I will say that the but you know, before we started the show, I really intended that the spirits that we co-create with and collaborate with are really here to offer hope,
yes,
and inspiration to humanity. That this is really a space for opening and co-creative, positive, loving play.
Yes, absolutely. Because that's what that's anyway my mission, as well as I'm sure it's, you know, your mission to bring more of that out with our clients and helping them along their paths. And
I'm looking at the booth, and I do see a figure in there. And I'm just curious, what do you see? Is it a male?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Is it a male or a female
I'm energy? Seeing male energy today.
Interesting. I was seeing male energy earlier. I see a feminine energy.
Oh, do you? Okay, so.
Yeah, but I want to see, let's both, hold on one second. Let's just check in with that booth.
Let's just check in.
I still feel Michael's energy actually around the booth, definitely, like he's kind of our guide today, I would say.
Mm-hmm. He is, and I'm being shown that he really would like us to call him in
to the booth
every time.
Okay, that's what I intended that as well. Yeah. Before he's like the guide or the guardian of the booth, and that was also part of the intention, just to have a good positive energy surrounding that booth.
Yes. When I see female energy, what they are showing me is a female tree. What that is like, very goddess like.
Interesting. So I was seeing a feminine goddess energy as well. And, you know, it's interesting. She's very much a goddess figure is what I feel. And she is a cosmic goddess figure is what it feels like.
The name Bridget is coming up, and I'm not real privy with her.
I am not real privy with Bridget as well. It's interesting. I actually feel that we are almost in a goddess.
It's all goddess.
And I was going to say it's a goddess star formation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like. We're in a goddess star formation. And initially when I looked in the booth, I felt one of the goddesses that I work with, she's called the Empress of the Formless Universe. The Empress of the Formless Void.
Mm.
So she's part of the void space, the co-creative collective void space. And she's been a part of, you know, this place since she's an old spirit.
Mm-hmm.
She's been almost like a soul of the universe. And I felt her energy there. Do you feel?
I'm not feeling her energy, although I was just shown that with me seeing the very much, you know, the tree, the goddess energy, and you seeing the, you know, the more expansive, that it's about us bringing that balance together, having that foundation. And we were talking about foundation earlier. You know, it's about that foundation and being able to root ourselves in our physical as well as reaching out, because I'm seeing this tree very much reaching to the sky, reaching to the universe. So I'm getting that definitely could be reaching out into the expansiveness of the void.
I definitely, that's exactly what I was seeing, Lacey, the tree literally with its, the tips of its branches, caressing the void space. And it's literally like bringing in that, it says something, the subconscious stratospheres of the soul is what I heard. I have no idea, no idea actually what that means, but I actually feel there's this aspect of the void space in linear time. It's speaking about the void space in linear time and how it's deconstructing the old notions around time.
Yeah.
Because, and, go on, hun.
Yeah, I'm being shown that we are arriving into a new consciousness. We are very aware of that. This is part of that structuring of keeping ourselves balanced and being open to things are happening at a faster pace. So to even just think of being in the void, whether you really know what the void is, just that word, the void, while being grounded is what they're showing me will really help shift some of our behaviors, some of our even addictions, they're saying, that will shift into a new understanding, a new way a healing can take place. You know, as I'm talking, I'm feeling it in my heart right now, that because I'm seeing myself very grounded, and just saying that word void, I'm really being impressed that just by doing that technique, that exercise can really shift us into knowing that it will shift things quickly. You know, like for example, yesterday we feel one emotion, we're having a struggle with maybe a family member or just a situation or something. And you know, we think about being in the void as we're grounded in the physical. And the next day, you know, this morning we wake up and it has shifted, it has changed. And people are going to start really feeling that shift and change, whereas they hadn't felt a shift or change before. It's not going to be so subtle anymore is what I'm being shown.
No, and that's when, as you were speaking, the Empress of the Formless Void, she's an amazing spirit to connect to when you're working in this kind of the subconscious or the unconscious, or feeling like things aren't really working. You know, you may be really kind of confused and feeling like you're lost in the void.
Yeah.
But the void is so much a space of birthing, you know, creation. And she's actually showing me, that's interesting, she's showing me this linear aspect of time and how actually that's shifting, and that's going to actually shift the way time kind of moves in our lives. You know, like even before you and I connected, how you said you got lost somewhere.
Right. Oh, gosh, I got lost in the shower.
Yeah, which isn't a bad place to be
lost. No, it was nice and warm.
Yeah, but she, for some reason, I keep seeing her showing me these like points in time, and it says 1, 2, 3, and she says there's 3 points in time when humanity has actually made these big leaps forward. And she says there's been a lot of this stuff around 2012 and all the consciousness shift stuff that's been really coming in, and she actually says it's literally, you know, her best way of looking at it is to trust your own inner nature and allow the deeper expression within you, that inner nature, to actually, again, what Archangel Michael was expressing is really just allowing the natural resonance, the natural energy within you just to express itself.
Yeah.
But she actually says that we really are upon the crest of a large wave, and it will be a sudden shift, but not one to be feared.
Right.
That this has been in the void. It's been in the void space for quite some time, but it's actually coming out in the linear space now. So she's just asking us, which to me means right brain, left brain on some level.
Yeah.
So it's almost the shift between the collective creative and the collective linear, and actually the way those two wed, which again can be seen as yin and yang, or male and female. Actually, how those two are starting to join together, there's a shift in that. And she actually says that the way the two resonances will come together now is in a much gentler, softer way, and will actually be much more expansive and dynamic for humanity as a whole to actually co-create a much more harmonious resonance together.
Right.
And that, yeah, those old paradigms, they're just going, just sloughing off, like old skin just coming off when you use your loofah in the shower.
Right.
Here comes the shower again.
And I was using my loofah.
You crack me up. This is so funny. Most excellent adventure, Lacey. Party on.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What else are you seeing out there, my dear, in this cosmic void space, this cosmic goddess void tree space, where there's just this deeper alignment, like a shift? It's funny you said tree, because now I see like the tree of life forming.
Yeah.
Do you see that figure out there?
I see the tree of life, yes. And as you were talking about the goddess, I'm not necessarily seeing her. I am just feeling her. My whole body feels very tingly, as if, I've had a couple different places that are tight that were kind of bothering me, and they're not bothering me anymore. It's as if we're talking and I'm getting a healing. Hallelujah.
She's an amazing spirit, and she's she can come in and feel cool at times.
I am cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She can come in and feel very cool, and then all of a sudden she sometimes comes in on these two dragons, and you wouldn't necessarily expect someone from the void space flying in on two fiery dragons.
Right.
So she'll come in very cool, and then all of a sudden there's all this heat. And it's just, to me, it's the expression of the cool and the warm together, and that is creation within itself. The reservation, the cool space, and then also the heat, which, you know, creates the form. So it's just this really, she's an amazing, very old, wise spirit. And sometimes I'll just feel her and not necessarily see her. Mm-hmm. She's part of the cosmic void.
Right. Well, she's so expansive is what I'm picking up. And so to see her is, since she is out there, it's, she doesn't have a body. It's just the feeling. As far as dragons, I have a tree. Actually, it's a grouping of trees across the bay that I'm looking out over that is a dragon. It's definitely a dragon that I see every day. And when you brought up the dragons that she rode into, I looked over there at the dragon, and there are crows sitting on the limb. So, you know, I'm really into crows, and it's just an indication that, you know, we are on path.
In your own creative process or in your own life, I really feel when you get kind of stuck or you're in a feeling a creative block, really going into a almost, you know, the inner darkness within yourself. And I don't mean darkness like the bad things or anything like that. I just mean in a cool space within your own energy body or within your own physical body, and just kind of almost living in that space for a little while. It really helps to start to get energy flowing again, and it helps to kind of move anything that may be stuck within you as far as creative ideas or things in your life that just aren't moving. Mm-hmm. And then also the Empress loves to help people kind of unstick the void spaces, if that makes sense. She's a great energy just to kind of hold space for you while you move through the not knowing phase.
Yes. I'm being shown that part of the reason that the tree and the roots and such is because of, you mentioned just a minute ago about clearing out the energy. And sometimes what came to my mind was that sometimes we are in environments and you know, family and stuff where we're inundated with everyone else's energy. And so in order to help ourselves get into that void is to go out and sit up against a tree. Go put your hands in the dirt. Is really a quick way of just dissipating all the other energy that is not serving us. Not that we don't like to be around that energy. That's not what... it's just about cleansing everything about us and cleansing our own energy so we are that clear conduit to the cosmos and the void.
Yeah, I completely agree, Lacey. I totally agree because I actually have to every day get earth in my system. And I walk around barefoot all the time and I lay on the ground doing energy work. It can be very electrical.
Yes.
And so I have to get my own ground every day and ground out. The earth is a natural resonator and it grounds out what is not in harmony with your body. Mm-hmm. So if you have a frequency that's out of pitch or tone with your own physical body's what's normal and healthy to your physical body, and if you're out of vibration or out of sync, if you go lay on the earth for 20 minutes, you're going to ground out most of the energy that may be out of sync with your own personal frequency. And so it's just looking at the earth as this amazing natural healing force and literally creating and grounding all of that within you into that really helps to create a stable foundation and ground.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably the most important thing we can do for ourselves in order to continue on our healing path and to, you know, go within ourselves is to make sure that we are clearing.
Mm-hmm. So since you've been talking about the tree, I keep seeing the tree of life, and I've done a little bit of study on that, but it was quite some time ago. But this tree of life seems to really want to come in, and I'm just gonna, let that come on in. Do you see it?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And actually, I think what it is it kind of maps to the physical body. So it's interesting. Yes. Do you get any universal information on this tree of life?
Well, what I'm seeing as I'm looking at the tree of life is that it's as if it's a traffic signal, and it's starting at the bottom and going up and lighting up. So the root chakra red lights up, and then the sacral chakra orange, and then yellow, and it's going all the way up to the top, and it keeps on moving to, you know, like going in that direction up to the universe, and it lights up, and that's what the tree of life is showing me.
Yeah. And so it's actually that tree of life is, from the research that I've done before, it is part, it's literally like it's a map of the human body is, and so that's what it was funny when you were saying it was going up. I actually saw that the tree of life as being here in the human body. But then when you said up, I saw it go up, 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 and way up.
Way up.
Just like way up.
In
way
the cosmos, into the void.
Completely into the void. And I actually think that has something to do with the shifts that are going on. I actually think there's something larger around the void space that's happening here in this dimension. And so it's really interesting. It's almost like our spirit antennas are actually getting longer.
Yes, exactly.
We're actually going to work more with this co-creative void space. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to really change the way we manifest things in the present. I actually think it's going to make manifestation
faster.
Things are going to really start to move, and that's really going to shift time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting. So
that
cool.
Is.
Yeah. I feel, my dear, that I feel we're good.
Yeah. I feel that we're fabulous.
Excellent. Most excellent.
Way.
No way. Way.
Way. We are excellent. Mary and Lacey's excellent adventures.
I really, really want to just give a warm, loving aloha. And really, really sweet, sweet love to the Empress of the Formless Universe. I want to thank her for being one of our first guests here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Edison, we just want to say a big shout out. Ow, ow, ow.
Yes, like you turn my light on every day.
No way. Oh, that's so funny. Two mediums on a mission. Most excellent adventure, I have to say. Archangel Michael, thank you so much for holding our sacred space today. We will see you next month, Lacey. Yes. And we have a special Thanksgiving show. Lacey, Tell us about who we're going to work with.
We are inviting, actually, he invited himself, didn't he, Mary?
He was a little pushy, wasn't he?
He was. We are inviting Sitting Bull.
He has a Thanksgiving message.
I get that it's going to be very important for our process.
For the human process.
Yes.
And it does seem like it has a timing element to it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to bring him on. Our next show will be Thanksgiving Day mm-hmm. with Sitting Bull.
And whoever else shows up. We don't know that until we start talking.
So thank you so much for spending your time with us today here on Mary and Lacey's Most Excellent Adventure. We deeply, deeply appreciate you showing up and taking the time to be a part of our wild ride through the cosmos. Lacey, please feel free to tell us about all the fabulous things that you're offering at 1-2 Radio. Listen.
I am in hiatus at 1-2 Radio right now, coming back in January. Groovy Green Goddess here. Woo-hoo! And in the meantime, I will be on your show channeling. I am on 1-2listen.com every single day, ready to inspire, empower, and support everyone who needs it. And thank you, Mary, for having me.
Lacey, it's such a pleasure, and you radiate so much fun and play, and I really love your wise readings. I've had several readings with you, and I just want to say they're just fabulous, and they always come with so much heart. And I just really wanted to say I deeply appreciate that, and I deeply appreciate our play space here. And I have the feeling we may have another advisor here or there come on and play with us.
Oh,
and
absolutely. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah. So who knows who and what's going to show up at Mary and Lacey's Most Excellent Adventure.
In your dreams.
Two mediums on a mission.
Yeah, baby.
Join me next Thursday, November 3rd, for another most excellent collaboration.
Take it to the bridge! Come on!
So join Girls of Faith.
Girls Gone Loud.
And the Spice Girls.
For 3 hours of fabulous fun, November 3rd, beginning at 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world.
So have yourself a most excellent, excellent week. Deep aloha. Signing off, The Mary Spicer Show on 1-2 Radio.